You may never come close to someone to express how they've hurt you, and you get to teach people how to treat you and how you treat yourself. It's very common for us as women to mask our true beliefs and actions to fit or even please others. You don't know what questions to ask yourself if you do not spend enough time with yourself. And I think that sometimes we expect answers about ourselves that we can only find within ourselves. Welcome back to the Teach Me to Be Her podcast. Hi, hey, and hello. I'm your host, Sierra Singletary, and you know, just call me your sister. And I'm so excited about today's discussion. We're in the series, Sis is About Her Business. And I did just that. I took the entire month of March and focused on my business. And I miss you so much. And I am so happy to be back to continue on the discussions that we started. So anonymous questions are categorized are either heavy or light. And I will randomly select a question by spinning the wheel and share my perspective. And so usually we would have a guest in the hot seat, but today I'm taking on the challenge and I'm answering your questions within 60 seconds. So I'm going to spin my wheel. And I have landed on a light question. How can you recognize when it's the right moment to initiate a change in your life? Here we go. Discernment is very critical to a believer's spiritual journey. And when it's time to make a change in life, it truly involves seeking guidance from God through prayer, your devotion time with God, and wise counsel. So I would even encourage you to make your spiritual journey very intentional by asking yourself a series of questions as you are journaling in your devotion time with God. So ask yourself a series of questions as you're journaling. Are my current circumstances aligned with God's will and purposes for my life? Are you confident that the Holy Spirit is leading you in a new direction? Or even here's how you know how to make those changes that are required. When I had experienced a sense of unrest or dissatisfaction and conviction about a certain aspect in my life, I understood how important it was to pray for clarity and wisdom regarding my direction in which I was taking at that particular time. I found scriptures also that supported and guided me while considering that change. And I also sought counsel from trusted spiritual mentors or leaders who could provide insight and perspective. I would ask myself while I'm asking these questions to the Lord to show me exactly what it is that I'm going through. I would also make peace with that decision while I was contemplating this particular change or this feeling of confliction and uncertainty that I was in. I would also ask myself, am I willing to step out in faith and trust God to guide and sustain me through the process of change? And the reason why I believe that this is a really important question is because not everyone is going to agree with what you're doing with where God is taking you. And not everyone will understand where God is taking you as you're making these decisions. And so it is okay for you to be at a place that you're going to be making a decision that may be uncommon to other people because they don't fully understand what God is doing for you in your life. And it is okay to move forward and to trust God on this journey. So again, seek God's wisdom, his guidance, and even his timing when you're making a decision and trying to decide whether or not it's time for you to change. I hope that helped. Here's to our heavy question. How do you gracefully depart from a church that isn't nurturing your spiritual growth? Ooh, okay. This is a very complex question, and I would love to spend more time on this topic, but I'm only given 60 seconds. If you want to know more, please, please reach out so that we can continue this dialogue and discuss this hard, difficult, challenging conversation. All right. Now, I would say to make sure your emotions are not the driving force to your next move. At times during our journey, the Lord allows situations for us to build character and maturity. And one thing that I've learned for sure just during my time with God is that God is the type of father that truly does expect us as believers to reflect him and to do things, all things in love. I think a lot of people separate, walk away from ministry or churches, right? Because of their emotions, and they don't have the difficult, challenging conversations that they should with their shepherd. And so while I'm encouraging you to be very respectful, I'm also encouraging you to have a discussion with your shepherd. I mean, he or she is due that conversation. I know, also know, God, that sometimes when you're having these discussions, he's not going to let you say everything that is on your mind and on your heart. He's going to allow you to be in a space where you're able to grow and learn, even in that challenging situation. So one, of course, you're going to pray for clarity and wisdom. You're going to examine your fruit to find out whether or not you're growing in faith, you're growing in love, and you're growing in obedience of God's word. And I would also even say too, just with this all, that God is the type of God that will help us to see exactly where we are. And then he'll allow us to be able to evaluate our spiritual needs. And so that way you can consider whether or not you are indeed growing, or if there's something that is there or people that are there that is hindering you from actually growing. And so meaningful worship, fellowship, and opportunities for growth is very important. I also know God to be the type of God, because I've been in a situation like this, that maybe you don't agree with certain things, but that doesn't mean to walk away because you don't agree with it. Sometimes God will elevate you in a way because he wants you to be able to see these things from this particular level, not to gossip about them, but so that you can be a solution to somebody else's problem. And I've also understood it in that way, that God was raising me up to address some of the issues that were issues before my time. And so maybe God is calling you to another level. Maybe God is calling you to be closer with your leaders. Maybe God is allowing you to serve in the capacity of ministry where it's lacking, so that the ministry can grow. And I've learned also that people don't walk away from church. They're walking away from people. And so that's another way for us to kind of look at this differently, to not just walk away because you don't agree with people, but you're walking away because you're being led by the Holy Spirit, by God, who's telling you, here's where you need to go. I hope that helped you. But through all, if God is leading you to go, I would just say have the humility and the grace and the commitment to continue to seek God's will as he continues to guide you along this journey. Listen, last episode, episode 5, I had a deep conversation with China. China is my hairstylist, and she's the bob expert. Okay. She's a serious, experienced entrepreneur, and she shared her valuable insights that we were able to glean from her journey through life challenges. And she helped us to see that despite chaos, she emphasized the importance of anchoring our faith in God rather than worldly pursuits like jobs, money, or even impressing others. She left us with this idea to check our faith. And I say to you, sis, where is your faith? When I was preparing myself for this podcast, I thought about the idea that we ourselves, we need to continue to check our faith. And today we're talking specifically about the topic, you are the expert of you. And sometimes we expect answers about ourselves that we can only find within ourselves. And as I continue to think about this notion, I automatically thought about the bridge that collapsed in Baltimore. On March 26th, just a couple of days from the time of this recording, it marked a very tragic event. And as someone who frequently travels to Maryland for work, I've crossed this bridge numerous times, as have my coworkers and even family members. As a matter of fact, I had family who crossed this bridge to get to the airport to travel to Tampa. So I am deeply unsettled right now, because this could have been any of us. My heart is truly with Baltimore during this time. Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge, for some of you who are new to this information, collapsed. And it was a cargo ship that struck its pillar And it's documented that there were two of the workers that were working during this time that was rescued. But I believe when I first read the article that there were at least eight workers and that they could not even identify where they were. And according to them, they were on break. And during this time of the collapsing, and they were in their cars, and this tragedy happened during this time while they were working. And so I know that there's some discussion about it's going to take about $60 million and that they're requesting from President Biden's federal funding to support them. While I know that they're still waiting answers on that, we cannot help but to escape this idea that, gee, I know you all are talking about how to rebuild something, but what about the lives that were lost? And I know in the future, I'm sure they're going to be highlighting these families and we'll learn a little bit more about them. But this disaster had me thinking about life as a whole and how precious it really is. I'm learning how to not take any day for granted and count it as a blessing and pursue each day as a mission. I'm truly learning to live every day open to godly wisdom, insight, and intentions. And something so close to home opened my eyes, and it truly has exposed me, the thoughts of my heart. And we have got to, as a people, as a whole, a body of people who knows God, we have to stand and become true worshipers with an emphasis on true, like true prayer warriors, true believers. Faithful, true people is what God is calling for during this time. And so while thinking about this experiences and understanding this tragedy and this disaster, certainly the collapse of a bridge is a significant event far beyond the scope of our everyday experiences. However, drawing a comparison does not, of course, diminish the gravity of such an extreme circumstances as this. It simply acknowledges that in life, there are moments when everything appears to unravel, leaving us feeling helpless, hopelessly, and without a clear solution during challenging times. And I can truly attest to that. I'm sure you can attest to that as well, that sometimes life happens. We're going to preface our discussion around the scripture, 2 Corinthians 13:5. And that scripture reads, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test?" If you know me, you know that I am an advocate of you knowing you. You don't know me, but you know you. You don't know them, but you know you. You know who you are when no one else is around. You know who your inner thoughts are. You know your secrets. You know how you want to respond, even when you don't respond. You know you. Typically, or at least you should. So stop examining someone else, spending your valuable time studying someone that won't make a difference in you. And I used to be so concerned about how someone would treat me. And then the Lord showed me, I get to teach them how to treat me by the way I treat myself. You may never come close to someone to express how they've hurt you, but you treat yourself and they are looking, or people are looking, to see how you are treating yourself, and you get to teach people how to treat you and how you treat yourself. I studied myself to know, even on down to who can I allow in my circle or who can I have be close to me. It's very common for us as women to mask our true beliefs and actions to fit or even please others. And I mean, I guess I could say it this way. Have you ever found yourself trying to explain someone's behavior to them, or have others criticize your behaviors and maybe saw that how you behaved offended them? Sometimes perspectives, it truly does clash, and it's hard to see eye to eye at times. But the problem lies in not asking the right question to seek personal growth. You don't know what questions to ask yourself if you do not spend enough time with yourself. And I think that, as you know, women, we neglect that part of us. where we're spending that much time with ourselves to get to know who we are. And so we fall victim oftentimes by losing our identity because of something that we're trying to pursue or chase that is not realistic or that is not even a part of our makeup. And so I would encourage, even to say that without proper examination, it's challenging to find peace within ourselves, to judge ourselves against the faith as the scripture has instructed us to do so. So therefore, you cannot righteously judge yourself against the faith when you are pacifying the issues separating you from the very faith that you claim. Ooh, that hit home. Listen, you cannot self-examine yourself without understanding that self refers to the individuality. It refers to your whole existence, your being, your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. And this is why I strongly encourage journaling, because this is how you're able to get to know yourself better by documenting these events or notating those experiences. And so by examining, it helps you to pay close attention and observe, evaluate, and even sometimes even scrutinize yourself in a reflective manner. By emphasizing the nature of examination, it's something that you've taken on in a place where you're not critical with yourself, but you're honest with yourself to see these particular thoughts and behaviors and beliefs in order to gain insight into the character, motives, and alignment of your very values and beliefs. And so I would encourage that when you find yourself in situations where things in your life seems to be collapsing, that you ask yourself a series of questions. For instance, like, what specific aspects of my life feel like they are collapsing right now? I need to know where I am right now. I need to know what I'm dealing with right now. I need to ask myself this question to figure out, why do I feel like things are caving in on me? What events that led to this feeling of collapse? Why do I feel this way? How do I typically respond to challenges or crisis in my life? Have I experienced similar situations? If so, how did I navigate through them? What emotions am I experiencing right now? You know, do I have a support system in place to help me during this time of difficulty? And I think that sometimes we partner or be in relationships, friendships with people that we aren't able to trust them enough to be able to have a conversation, trust them with our emotions, trust them with our feelings, trust them with our experiences. We boggle everything in. Later, it becomes a disaster. And eventually, this is how things tend to collapse. And ask yourself, what lessons can I learn from this experience that feels like it's collapsing or that is collapsing in my life? And are there opportunities of growth, positive change hidden within this situation? Like, I know it feels like things are unraveling. Things feel like they're out of place, or, you know, anxiety starts to set in because of this problem that you've never faced before. And now you're here at this very moment now, but there could be some positivity in that. And this is how you grow, by not running away from something that God has allowed so that you can fully dissect your situation, but you'll also be able to use this as learning tools to continue to grow. So these questions, you would really reflect in a way that you're able to go through a collapsing situation in your life and maintain resilience and understand that there's optimism that is meant for you to have in the face of adversity, changes, or even just like a whirlwind of issues that are happening all at one time. It's how you're able to develop these strategies, these coping mechanisms that they talk about, right? And overcome them by these parts that aren't familiar with you, honestly. And then, you know, I would also say that when you're going through and you're asking yourself these questions, that you're able to seek guidance from God himself so that you're able to learn how to trust yourself. If you don't examine yourself enough, you don't know how to really trust yourself. You don't know the skills that you have that could actually lead you to a better part of who you need to be or even accomplish the goals that you have. So you possess this most you know, intimate knowledge about yourself because you're with yourself. And so you need that so that you can continue to rise above the opinions that other people have and prioritize your inner guidance as a most valuable source. I would also encourage that when the Bible speaks about examining yourself, that you're learning to educate yourself, right? That there are areas about yourself that you do not like, that you can see the weaker parts of you, and you're educating yourself to strengthen areas of your life, to get to know yourself in a way. Like if there's something that you do not know, you research about it so that you can know for the next time. And so you have to learn how to research yourself, educate yourself on certain things so that when there are issues, you can apply it with something that is more knowledgeable, that is not opinion based, so that it doesn't become something that destroys you in the end. And also I would say to reflect and decide where you should go, what you should do, and who you really are. So my 3 points is to trust yourself, educate yourself, and reflect on yourself so that you are able and better equipped to decide where you're going next in life, what you should be doing, what you should be working on, and that you're utilizing journaling as a way to provide clarity on your path. It is so important for you to understand who you are because it develops a deeper relationship with God. If you know who you are, you know that when you're going to God, you develop this healthy relationship with God and you're able to truly identify who you are and maintain your authenticity, your self-awareness, your spiritual growth, your honesty and vulnerability. You know, understanding yourself, it truly lays the foundation for a more meaningful spiritual journey, I'd say. Listen, that's my time. I hope you had a good time with me, and I cannot wait to continue to speak with you on so many various topics. And it was absolutely liberating to talk with you today, as I enjoy most having the ability to build this space that reflects you and that reflects me. So please send your questions. If there's a topic on the table, let's discuss it. And until next time, continue to grow and let's continue to keep the city of Baltimore in our prayers and the families who lost their loved ones. Until next time.